From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, President Trump is set to address U.S. troops in Italy before departing the G7 summit, where six other nations of the Group of Seven agreed to affirm their commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement. Trump tweeted Saturday he will make a final decision next week on the Paris Climate Agreement, which calls for cutting greenhouse gas emissions. President Obama signed the agreement 2 years ago, but Trump has not backed it, previously calling climate change a hoax. Britain on Saturday lowered its security threat level to severe as police continue to make progress investigating the suicide bomb attack in Manchester. Ian Hopkins of the Manchester Police.
And we're getting a greater understanding of the preparation of the bomb. There's still much more to do. There will be more arrests, and there will be more searches, but this greater clarity and this progress has led JTAC, the independent body that assesses threat, to come to the judgment that an attack is no longer imminent. And you'll have heard consequently the Prime Minister's announcement, therefore the threat level has moved down from critical to severe, which of course still means an attack is highly likely.
The suicide attacker Salman Abidi blew himself up in the lobby of the Manchester Arena Monday, killing 22 people and wounding at least 116 children and adults. The Washington Post reporting that Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington the possibility of setting up a secret communications line between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign team and Russia. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United States is sending a third aircraft strike force carrier to the Western Pacific region and an apparent warning to North Korea to deter its ballistic missile and nuclear programs. Sources tell VOA the USS Nimitz, one of the world's largest warships, will join the two other supercarriers. North Korea's growing nuclear and missile threat is seen as a major security challenge for President Trump, who has vowed to prevent the country from being able to strike the U.S. with a nuclear missile. A capability expert say Pyongyang could have some time after 2020. The battle between Islamic State-aligned Muslim extremists and Philippine government troops in the southern city of Marawi is in its fourth day with no end in sight, as the militants still have a portion of the city under their control. Al-Rashid Luckman is the area's vice governor.
The firefight has subsided because the Mauti group has withdrawn from the areas where they controlled previously. It's just a matter of time. They will be able to regain control of the city.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared martial law over the southern Philippines. A significant number of troops have been streaming into Marawi in a bid to end the crisis and stamp out the terror threat. Thousands of local residents have fled the area to seek shelter with church organizations and relief. A suicide car bomber has struck a convoy of government forces in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least 18 people and wounding six others. Officials said that Saturday's attack in the eastern city of Khos targeted a special unit of Afghan forces providing security for U.S. troops in the area. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack but denies there were any civilian casualties. The terminals at London's two main airports are packed with frustrated passengers as British Airways officials try to fix a global computer failure that forced the carrier to cancel all flights from the transportation hubs. The airline canceled flights Saturday at Heathrow and Gatwick airports shortly after the failure. British Airways has not said what caused the glitch, but said there is no evidence pointing to a cyber attack. Sri Lanka is appealing to the United Nations and the international community for help as it struggles with the floods and mudslides that have killed 100 people so far. Officials say about another 100 are missing. Many of the thousands displaced by the floods and landslides are staying in evacuation centers. And Zbigniew Brzezinski, the national security advisor to U.S. President Jimmy Carter, passed away at the age of 89 last night. His daughter made the announcement of his death on social media. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.